Hey, good evening, everyone. I think as we talked about a little bit over Shabbos, there's probably no better topic to talk about on Yom Yerushalayim than the topic of Bitachon, a day that is a revelation and sort of a day when our generations of people who had that Bitachon Yerbon Shalom, that one day, Yerushalayim Yerucha Barachim Tashuv, not fully fulfilled, but fulfilled in a way that is an extraordinary step closer to that day of the full rebuilding of Yerushalayim, was experienced on this day. So we'll continue with our learning of this same topic. I wanted to make one correction to something I said, I think it was yesterday, when I mentioned this, the sixth reason that the chemist, the Baal Bitachon, is better off than the chemist. So we said that the chemist is always worried, right? He's always worried that, I can make all that money. I can make money out of nothing. But what's going to happen when I do so? I may get sick. I won't be able to use it. So why is the Baal Bitachon better? So the reason that the Bein B'chayev says is because the Baal Bitachon says like this. It's a very strong, challenging point, but it's one that he argues is correct. Is that a Baal Bitachon knows that even if Chalila they get sick, that's from Hashem, and for whatever multiple reasons a person gets sick, all kinds of things. We don't know why anytime any individual person get sick, why we get sick. But there are all kinds of reasons. It could be a kapara for a person that could help them to get more schar olam haba, he writes. All kinds of things that it can be for in the end. Again, we don't ask for it, but it can be whatever reason it is Hashem has for that person. The person knows. If you're from a Baal Bitachon, then we can hopefully come to a place to understand that whatever Hashem brings us, even that difficulty, is because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from me. It's a nisan he's placed in front of me that he feels that I have in some way the ability to overcome. So that's the reason why Rebbeinu B'chayev writes. I added, and I think it's true, that it's also because the Baal Bitachon doesn't worry as much about not being able to use his money, because again, he knows that his money is a means to an end, which is his avodas Hashem in general. But now he has a couple other reasons also. The next point he points out, yes, a chemist who can turn anything into silver or gold, so he has money, but he has no guarantee that he'll have food to buy that, he may have all the money in the world. If there's nothing there to purchase, it's not going to help him. The Baal Bitachon, again, his Bitachon is not that he'll have dollars. His Bitachon is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide for him what he needs, whatever it is in that moment. Number 8, he writes that the chemist always has to move around. He's nervous. Someone's going to find out what I'm doing. I have this magic to turn raw materials into silver and gold. So he's always nervous moving from place to place, as opposed to the Baal Bitachon, who doesn't feel the need to run around, move from this place to that place for that job, a new job, and this thing. Stays in the same place with a sense, again, as long as he's doing what Hashem expects of him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him. He tells a story, a little later in the Sefer, he tells a beautiful story about a guy, he calls him a parish, a very religious man, a pious man, who traveled very far for business. And he travels far for business, and he ends up meeting a certain Ovid Avodah Zarah, an idolater. And he says to him, buddy, come on already, it's ridiculous. Avodah Zarah, come on. And he says back to him, what do you serve? He says, who do I serve? I serve the Ribono Shel Olam, God, the only God who created heaven and earth and can do anything for me that he ever wants to do. He's the Baal Yachol. He can do anything he wants. So Ribono Shel Olam says, if he can do whatever he wants and take care of you with no problem, why don't you travel thousands of miles here to make a parnasa? He can't provide parnasa for you in your own place. You have to travel like a crazy person? And the guy said, I had nothing to respond to him. He said, from that day forward, he said, I stayed home. And I had work locally. I didn't have to travel. I didn't have to go to extraordinary means in order to find parnasa. Same idea we've been saying until now. At the end of the day, we're not calling. Bin B'chayev is not calling for people not to put in hishtadlus, not to put in hard work to make money. He's absolutely calling for that. But within reason, together with that bitachon, that sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that as long as I put in the work that I need to put in, then he will provide what we need in the places where we are.